Rabbi Shmuel Shapira,
Itbodut is higher than learning Torah, 100%. Itbodut is fulfilling the Torah. If you don't fulfill the Torah, what are you learning Torah for? So obviously, Itbodut is higher than Torah. It's a Kutem Moran, it says. And besides, also Rosh Hashanah is higher than everything. My Rosh Hashanah is higher than everything, Rabbeinu says. There's nothing greater than that, Rabbeinu said. Rabbeinu said, there's nothing greater than my Rosh Hashanah.
Nothing greater than Mars?
My Rosh Hashanah.
Nothing your Rosh Hashanah.
That's what he said.
He can also say, this buddy dude brings us real close to Hashem, close to Hashem. Studying Torah doesn't necessarily do
no.
that. You can say Torah the end of your life, and not feel Hashem.
100%.
I don't argue that.
She doesn't learn Torah, we said that. Yeah. She was the Shiuri. So, we're on chapter 31, okay? Page 481. These days were the days before the state was established. It was very difficult in those days for the Jewish settlers that were living here. Right? And physically, and also spiritually, was very difficult. It was after the World War, right? The Second World War. You want to hear Shir of Shmuel Shapira? We're talking about Shmuel Shapira now. And the yeshiva, come. I can leave you on the phone if you want. Okay, so I'm going to call you when I finish the Shir. Bye. Yosef Weissman. I thought he wanted to be here this year, so I answered. I don't know. So after the World War, right, and the people came from the bloody Europe back to, you know, in England that's a curse. But I'm talking about bloody, literally, Europe after the war. And the situation in Israel was full of shaking, a lot of shakings. Nothing was stable because the British mandate was ending. Right? And they said there's going to be a division between the Arabs and, so today they're saying this, right? Arabs and the Jews. 29th of November, right? Everyone else? Chaftet of November.
My birthday.
Right?
My birthday.
Oh, you should do tshuva. Born on such a day. A few years after you were born.
1953.
Yeah, it's 5 years after the state was established. Oh, but they, 1947, they declared 6 years. Yeah. And there were fightings between the Palmach and the Haganah and the Arabs. And there was no money in the country. And then the Zionists decided to make a state. A state which hates Hashem and hates everyone else. Yeah.
So what else is new?
Nothing new. Same news. And then there was a war because the Arabs were fighting the Jews, so they had no choice. And even people here from Masharim with the stockings and everything, with the long shots, they also went to fight because there was no choice. Otherwise, they would have been slaughtered by the Arabs. Most of them would have. Some of them didn't go. Shmuel didn't go. Yeah, so those are all kinds of things, yeah. And a lot of Jews felt power. Power, now we're fighting. Now it is. Right. And that was an opportunity for the Zionism to grab as much souls as they can, to bring them down. Right? That's what they did.
That's not nice to say.
What? It's not nice to say, but it's true to say.
It's not nice to say.
Look what I say. I have to say the truth.
It's true or not, it's not nice to say.
That's what they did. Still today they're doing it. But then Then they took families who came to Eretz Yisrael and put them in kibbutzim. They took kids and separated them from the parents. Literally, not exaggerating.
Kidnapped children
from Iran. The people who were, parents were murdered in the Holocaust, went to Iran,
took
and put them in kibbutzim.
They
and they gave them to eat pork on purpose.
Had to work on Shabbos.
Not exaggerating.
Thousands.
We're not talking about hundreds. Thousands. Right? If they don't believe, why? They don't believe in Torah. Why don't they want even this land? They wanted Uganda.
You were reading my mind.
Anyway, there was a new war going on, a spiritual war in Yerushalayim.
Which is still going on.
Still going on, yeah. Now, they're trying to build a school for girls in Yerushalayim. Those days, the girls didn't go really to school so much in Yerushalayim. The Haredi girls. They were building. They wanted to build a school here for the girls here in this area.
The religious people.
Yeah. The Shmuel. Shmuel, whatever was against Hashem, he was fired against. He doesn't look this right, left. It's against it. What happened? So his grandchildren, Zaydi, we don't understand. Where did this vengeance? Kanos, how do you say Kanos?
It could be vengeance or.
Right? Where did it come? You were telling me the Sechai Zonafer, the Satan Rebbe? So he said, where did I get it from? From the Rebbe, from Rabbeinu HaKadosh, from the Kutah Lachas. Right?
My daughter is learning.
From what he wrote against Mendelssohn. And against what was going on in those days, 200 years ago. So it's going on until today. And I'm saying till today. Not until 50 years ago, till today. His grandson, Abzev Frank, says once, when his grandfather was, when Shmuel was already had Parkinson, he was very sick. Right? He married to sleep in his house for a few years. And one day, I had a book saying from the Mizrahi, the religious Zionist mixture Kilayim thing, yeah? And I took it home. I took it to my grandfather's house. My grandfather saw this. He asked me, what am I looking at? So I told him, one of the Judaism books from the rabbis of the Zionists. So he trembled right away. He jumped out of his seat. He was sick. Parkinson. He jumped out of his seat. He burned matches. He went outside. He said, Zevale! Burn it! Burn it! I said, but Saba, what? It's Judaism. It's not talking about Zionism. It's Judaism. He says, burn it all. And he didn't calm down until he burned it all. I'm not saying everyone should do this. I'm just saying he was very, very kanai. Very kanai. If they had to do something like that, he was very against it.
On the other hand, my daughter in Mitrasha is learning Likutei Moharan.
Yeah, you told me that. Now Rabbeinu is conquering the world, obviously.
I told my Kavusa, Rabbeinu Shmuel is years ago, Baltimore. Somehow I was doing Kavusa in Baltimore. He gave me all his books. He said, I took them to my Kavusa. I said, what is this? I never saw this before. And he took a match and burned it off.
What was it?
He said, I took this all for stuff.
Really? What's the first stuff?
Yeah. He said, it shouldn't be in your home.
Oh my God.
So I had a different experience.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't even know where it was. He wouldn't, to this day, I mean, he never talked to me about it.
He's still around today?
What?
He's still around today?
Oh yeah.
Tell him that you live in the breast of his shiva.
He knows.
He knows?
And
you could also invite him.
Learn in Jerusalem. They all learn in different yeshivas.
Invite him to come to the yeshiva a little bit to listen.
He won't call me when he comes to Israel.
He has internet? He has internet?
He comes to it, yeah.
So send him a link to Rav Dror.
Well, I'm sure he has
that. How do you know?
Because he's a brilliant Jewish guy. He needs to do a lot of stuff.
He should know the truth also.
Nice, harmless kitty cat website. Little do we know.
He would hear one shear from Rav Dror, we change him completely, 100%. One shear of Rav Dror.
Well, I told him I was very disappointed.
See, if he's willing to listen to
it. The person who loves everything Jewish, you're such a happy Jewish guy. For you to react so quickly and violently to Breslov, he said it's a cult.
He said it's a cult. So you told him it's not?
Yeah, how long ago? He thinks I've been very much.
How long ago was it?
When he burned everything? Mm-hmm. Oh, it had to be at least 5 years ago.
He said it's a cult and you've been brainwashed. We've all been brainwashed. He's not been brainwashed. How does he have his knowledge? From Shamayim, he just put in his head.
He knows what Breslov is. I mean,
he doesn't know. He has no idea what Breslov is.
He has whatever he knows about it.
He knows what you know about Breslov. That's what he knows. I'm shocked to hear that, but I know from 200 years ago, but not, I didn't think of 5 years ago.
I mean, in France and Paris, they used to
refer to JewishCast.com.
They burned all the
nice
Goyim.
Goyim, the Jewish guy who keeps the Shabbos in Torah.